What is up, punters and dribblers? Welcome back to another episode of About Even, the number one betting show on the face of God's green earth. Brought to you by our good friends at Ned's, always big supporters of About Even. Join the private group on the Ned's app if you so choose. Do it responsibly. The passcode is Dribbler. My voice is going. I got fucking hay fever. My daughter, first thing in the morning, smeared shit all over her room, took off her nappy, so I'm just a bit like, you know, I'm struggling today. But it's not about me always. It's not. Sometimes it's about Eddie, sometimes it's about Seb, sometimes it's about Rando, freeze-framed in Europe. How are we all?
Good, mate. Better than you.
Yep.
Didn't wake up to shit all over the house.
All over her room, dude. Nappy off, on her face, on the door. Some of it thrown, like she's a fucking monkey in a cage, like there's poo up the walls.
Just what?
Second day in a row.
Oh, she's just in a mood.
She's in a fucking poo mood.
Weird stuff.
Dude.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have that, but I had Wallace's on Saturday night, Wallace's diarrhea all over my leg after getting back from the Hacker Major. So I can kind of relate on that level.
So he shit all through the bed? Because doesn't he sleep in the bed?
Yeah, like, yeah.
He pooed the bed.
So he pooed the bed.
Pooed on my leg. He diarrhea. He was in ICU while I was at the Hacker Major.
ICU seems like such an extreme term. Why was he in ICU?
Because he had no fucking blood or water in his system. He needed to be put on a drip. He needed to be looked after by the vets.
Why?
Because he had extreme gastro.
And he had no, he'd shit out all his blood.
Yeah.
Is that what you reckon?
Yeah.
Does he have like blood transfusions and shit?
No, he just needed to, they need to sedate him and then just put drips into him.
Yeah, but where do they get, like, there's not dogs, like, nipping down at the fucking blood bag.
Donating blood.
I think he, like, he hadn't lost enough to need a blood transfusion, but he lost enough to need to, like, okay, put him under and put him on a drip.
Listen, I love Wallace as much as the next friend of yours that loves Wallace, but if he's taking good, honest human blood, you know what I mean, in a transfusion.
Yeah,
he's got, like, some rare blood type. It's like a double O negative or some shit, and he needs it.
Can you pump human blood into a dog?
I don't know. Dave's on it.
Dave's looking into it. Do dogs get blood transfusions? How do you donate? I don't know.
Long season.
Long season. Anyway, can't
you
give
can't?
Human blood to a dog.
There you go. Thank God.
That Thank makes God. Sense. I'd be surprised if you could. Anyway.
Why?
Different species, you know?
Yeah. Listen, I get it, but blood's blood.
It's, well, blood. That's a huge point. Two games of rugby league this week. Panthers v. Storm, Broncos v. Waz. Semi-final football.
Prelim.
It's fucking whatever. It's semi. We've been through this. One week it's a semi-final. In one competition it's a prelim. Whatever. The games will determine who plays in the grand final. The greatest game of all gods win the game. Rugby league. Now our lippy dribbler this week, Tobler, before we get into accountability.
Yeah, his name's Sean Smith, and he sent this message on the Instagram. I hope you remember the chat at Streety's wedding about a spot for us in the lippy dribbler. I'm the guy that runs New South Wales' most successful punters club with friend of the show, Willis, girl in every port, Mackenzie. Bumped into you after a big pokies jackpot with Jiggy in Brisbane. Couple of shameless plugs there. Do you have any recollection of this guy winning a big pokies jackpot or from Streety's wedding?
I remember the two people he's referencing, and I don't remember him or the conversations I've had with him. I know Will Mackenzie, one of the great humans.
Also a Sydney to Hobart winner. Handicap too for the purists.
I remember Majig and the boys having a huge win on the pokies up in Queensland, but I don't remember anyone. I can't recall anyone that he was with or the name specifically. So unfortunately.
I remember going to the pokies with – didn't we go to the – that was the 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was.
I remember going to the casino with Majig and friend.
But then did we not actually go?
We went, and then they went off to spend the 15 grand they made.
And we went and sat
In the Chinese restaurant and fucking
bolognese.
Ran out
of bolognese.
Yeah. Oh, we had bolognese.
Bolognese and pizza.
Took about 4 hours to get to us, and then
that was a big weekend. We were like falling asleep in our chairs. So no, I don't remember those conversations or you. I'm sorry, Sean, but welcome on board.
Oh, I do, sort of.
You don't?
Vaguely, no, really vaguely.
I remember there were people there. And I remember one of Majig's mates, who I think is the husband of a friend of ours from university.
Then he's probably the one at Streety's wedding.
Yeah, but I don't remember that name. That name.
No one remembers anyone's name.
It's just a name-based issue. And most people's names I don't know. I'm a face guy.
Yeah, same.
And I'm a mate guy.
Yeah. If you're my mate.
G'day, mate. Or I know. No, no, no. As in like, g'day, mate. Yeah. I know ya. And we know that we know each other. I just don't know your name.
Or someone told me the best way to do that is not to obviously don't introduce yourself again because you probably know them, but you just say, nice to see you. So it's like,
yeah,
it could but be that you don't know.
I'm a face guy as well, though. And like some people get offended if, you know, I don't get offended if no one remembers my name. But at the end of the day, do you want someone to remember your name or remember that like they had a fun time with you? I'm like, oh, I know you, but I don't remember your name. I prefer like being a good memory rather than just my name living on. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You want your face to live on.
Yes, exactly.
Sure. Love it. All right, let's get into some accountability. Hey, Edward.
Let's. Now, Storm, 18, defeat the Roosters, 13. Now, I thought I'd gone the triple in this game in terms of getting all three bets right. We were at the Hacker Major, Newcastle, Friday night. When you're surrounded by dribblers, you gotta fucking go out and have a crack. And that's what I was doing. I was out there, whips cracking sort of stuff. Missed the start of the game. I was on Warbrick. Tom was like, Warbrick scored first. I was like, fucking oath, one in the bank. It was actually Wishart.
Sorry.
So that didn't hit for me. No one hit. You had Ponga, Pauga, Sebo had Katoa, Lippi had Teddy, nothing doing. But Storm won to 12 salutes, which we love.
Yep.
Roosters plus 11.5, tripled. For Tom, hits.
You're welcome.
Under 40.5 for myself, hits. You're welcome. Sebo had Roosters plus 11.5, didn't triple it though, not mad at the right stuff.
Silly.
That hits. And that's pretty much all she wrote for the first game. So there's a couple of triples in there.
Yep.
So a nice start. I said that Storm 1 to 12, so I'm flying at this point. I'm like 12 units up, baby. Loving myself, touching myself.
Feeling yourself.
Feeling myself. Now, that's where we started. Unfortunately, the wheels fell off in the Warriors defeating the fucking Knights 40-10 for a couple of reasons. A lot of reasons, really. Dommy Young does not score. I've got him tripled, the kid. DWZ doesn't score twice. Heaps of fucking DWZ 2+ is doing the rounds.
Yep.
Heaps of DWZ and DePong is doing the rounds. We had Knights 1-12. We had Best doing the rounds. We had Knights plus 5.5 doing the rounds. The only green on the board across fucking three bets is DWZ anytime.
And no one had that individually.
They're just legs.
Yeah. And no one had that individually. Just legs, punters and dribblers.
What about
legs.
Our 10 to 10,000? Surely we started strong there, bringing it home with a wet sail.
We didn't do it.
Oh, we didn't do it. Yeah. Terrific.
We didn't do it because we'd run out of legs.
Oh, we've run out of time.
If we can't win the 10 grand, not interested.
Not interested. No, I'm with you.
Not interested, mate. Not my cup of tea. We got close, 7 out of 10. I think that's pretty good. Next year we go again, potentially. We'll see. We'll see. But then obviously first try scorer, Dommy DWZ. You had it fucking tripled, Sebo, for some weird reason.
Oh.
He'd been doing me well all year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yep.
Bold.
It's a couple of triples.
That's bold as shit. The Lippy had Gamble. Righto, bro. At $41, really dumb. Unit scooper, Tom had, I think that was none from four, actually. Well done, mate. Momorowski, Warbrick, Dommy and Pompey.
Yeah, Warbrick did score.
Did he?
Yeah, he scored the final try.
Oh, that's sorry, right. One from four, mate. I had Wong, DWZ and Dommy. One from three, not good enough. Seb, Smith, Warbrick, Dommy, DWZ, Eagles.
I think Eagles won, didn't they?
Eagles he had three was such... I know it was, you know, unit TV, but fuck.
Three for five.
Just trying to warm into the NFL. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Weird shit, dude.
Did you see that guy's knee? Did you see the NFL guy's knee?
Oh, yeah, I didn't watch. I saw it start. Most, I saw it start, and I go, nah, I'm not
interested. It's the most fucked thing I've ever seen. Like, from the side, gets hit, and, like, this is his leg, and, like, so this is the side, right? Your leg's bending forward and backwards. Completely gets hit, and his leg just completely...
Sideways.
Like, it's the most fucked up I've ever seen, actually. Like, it's the most fucked up one I've ever seen. The
worst you've ever seen.
Can you remember a video where someone's knee gets jacked up that hard ever? Like, that's fucked.
Because they can, like run at knees and stuff, can't they? There, like, that's the thing.
Just so fucking shoot
you arm it up and you just...
Yeah. It's actually pretty fucked up if you think you're just shooting in at some bloke's knees, dude.
And you got helmet and pad and you just don't give a fuck. Like, anyway.
Yuck. Fucking disgusting.
Warming into the NFL.
What we're all here for, the weekly leaderboard. I won. with minus 0.272 from 7 bets. Not bad. Not bad. Okay. Lippy, second. None from 5. They're all fucking long, like long odds bullshit. Lippy sucks, whatever. Minus 1.98. Tom, 1 from 7, minus 2.91. Sebo, couple of triples go down, bro. 1 from 7, minus 7.32. Yeah. You're not a big triple guy.
No, I'm not. I'm not. But I'm still going to do them every week.
You have, we have to now.
I'm going to change the form around eventually, but, you know, it's like fishing. You're not leaving the spot because, you know, as soon as I leave, they'll come. So yep. I've just got to keep casting the triple lines out, treble hooks out, net a fucking kingy. Eventually.
I'd love to go. I had a dream I caught a fucking – that's so weird. I had a dream last night that I caught a huge fucking yellowfin tuna.
I think we need to do a –
what'd you do with it?
I started
– did you eat it?
I started eating it.
Because you're a big yellowfin tuna
dude,
guy.
I started eating it on the deck where I pulled it up.
But do you like fucking scales and all, or did you cut into the basket?
No, I was cutting into it, and it was fucking gross, to be honest.
Why?
Because it was the idea of me just hooking into a huge tuna. Yeah, but I wasn't doing it.
Well, you'd rather go down to the fucking markets and get it like once it's cut up.
Big tuna, you cut a.
It was my dream, guys. It didn't feel nice in my dream. But I did catch
what a waste though! If you're catching a fucking huge tuna in your dream, like you're on a boat, probably maybe in Fiji or something, real nice,
and you didn't even like it.
You didn't even like it.
It's like rooting a 10 in your dream and going, nah, not for me.
Nah, yeah, I had a bad time. I enjoyed the process of catching the fish, for what it's worth.
Yep. Also, Ella, I never cheat on you in my dreams. So
no, of course not.
Never.
No.
Now.
I bet you they cheat on us now.
Fuck,
dream.
She tells me.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, jumped on a big fella last time. I'm like, all right, mate. Now, minus 28.18, I'm winning. Sebo second, minus 38.07. Tom third, minus 44.67.
It's close though here. Close here. Eddie, you're in a more comfortable position.
Sebo, still close. You and I, it's still close. Very couple close. Couple of triples go wrong this week. Yeah.
Another
trouble.
Week like that.
Big
for
trouble.
You, Sebo. I might switch around almost if I have
Lippy
a good week.
Last minus 88.97. Live to see another week.
They've been Lippies. Impressive, the Lippy, the way they've been able to like hang pull on. Their fucking. Yeah.
Well, they've what's it called? Triaged. Yeah. Triaged the wound. That is accountability.
It is, and it was grim as you would expect. Let's get into some betting, shall we? First game, Friday night. It's at a Coors Stadium, commonly referred to in by the common man as the shittest stadium on planet Earth. $1.18 for the Panthers, $5 for the Storm. Apparently, heard this yesterday, longest odds the Storm have been in a finals game.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Yep.
I mean, a couple of years ago, was like, I'm so over the Storm Roosters narrative. And now it's kind of changed, but now it's just Penrith narrative. At least give me someone.
Yeah. But I'm to be honest, and obviously, I'm over both of these teams.
Yeah.
I'm over the Storm too. Like, even though the Storm, I'm like, fuck off, Storm. Like, Panthers, at least, it's like dynasty shit. Yeah. Three in a row. Yeah, I can get around that a bit more. The Storm, it's just like, dude, can you just fuck off?
Give someone else a crack. Piss
it's
off.
It's boring. Yeah. You're not going to win the comp either. Like, they're going to lose, but, well, they could fucking win, couldn't they? But $5, I'm steering away. 13.5 is the line, over under 39.5. Now, I think we've got Rando fucking in like a square in France. He sent a video in. So, over to you, Rando.
Bonjour, Thomas, Eddie, Sebastien, Tobler, and Dior. Welcome to Marseille, where I'm filming this preview for the Panthers and the Storm. I'll get straight into it, and I really do like the Panthers here coming off a week's break. Since May, they've only lost once in Sydney. They've also only lost one game to a top eight team all year, and that was to the Broncos in round one. Then we look at their record at a core. They've won 8 of their last 10 games there. They've won 6 of their 8 finals at the venue, and for the Storm, their season has come to an end at the prelim stage in 2 of their last 3. They have also lost 3 of their last 5 away games, so I do like Penrith. Just head-to-head here, the line does scare me a bit. This game loves to go unders. 4 of the last 5 played in Sydney between these two have gone under the points handicap. For try scorers, Biz is your man for this one. The right edge absolutely humming at the moment for the Panthers. The left edge for the Storm, their defensive worst. The Storm have let in 20 tries to right wingers this season, and Bizza. He has scored 4 tries in his last 5 games against the Storm. I also like Stephen Crichton there at $2.25. He has scored in 4 of his last 5 against the Storm. Those are my hot tips for the Storm and the Panthers game.
All right, well, there you have it, Rando. Looking gorgeous, as always, in some part of the world. I would have.
He's in France. France. Isn't
he? I'd prefer if he'd unbuttoned a couple more buttons.
Listen, I've always had a bit of a problem with him trying to hide away his pipes in his chest. Yeah. Like, you can see them there underneath the tight white shirts he usually wears. Obviously, he's wearing a horizontal season 2023, or 2022 edition, rather.
Back
for 2023. I'd like to see more bod out of Rando. That's just a personal preference. Obviously, yep. Some may disagree with me. I'd be shocked if it was many, but... More bod, please.
More
Rando.
Bod from Rando.
So he likes the Panthers. Shock fucking
likes the
horror.
Panthers. likes to- oh,
shock horror.
Blown away.
Shock horror. Wow. Works for me, though, because I've got some Panthers bets and I've got some Toto bets. Now, if I'm looking at this game, punters and dribblers, I'm seeing a prelim first and foremost, all right? And I'm seeing Panthers who have prided themselves on what? Defense. That's how they've won the last couple of comps. That's how they fucking assert their dominance over the rest of the league. And when you've had 2 weeks off, right? 2 weeks in the last, 2 weeks off in the last 3, essentially. The first fucking thing you're going to do on game day is just fucking muscle up in the middle and assert your fucking dominance. I think Storm struggled to score points in this game. I really fucking do. Jerome Hughes is touch and go. Who the fuck knows where he's at? I just think they go out there and bash motherfuckers. And I think you find either the Panthers pile on the points and Storm don't score any, or it's just a low scoring, you know, 20 to fucking 6 sort of outcome. I love under 39.5. I adore under 39.5. I've tripled it. That's how much I like it. I'm a huge fucking fan of the unders. Massive fan of the unders.
I am going to control C, control V that.
I love that bet, dude.
Talk to me.
The Storm aren't going out and scoring 20 fucking points. There's just no fucking way.
Control C, control V, and it
there is no
that.
Way in the world.
Punters, I was
going
to walk the line there at Storm plus 13.5.
No, nah, that's was, too tough.
Even
that's
as
tough.
I was saying before the game, like back in the green room, sorry, before the show, I was looking at the Storm side, and I'm like, I can't see him scoring a single point. Dave obviously started weeing his pants in fucking frustration, stamping his feet like a little child because he's like, well, yes, we can. Maybe they can. But, like, I also don't think they can. They didn't score a point against the Broncos, who love letting tries in.
Exactly. But then also Storm are going to have the same belief. We need to fucking stop them scoring. Would you be shocked if it was 18-6 or something like that? I wouldn't be shocked by that.
I wouldn't be shocked.
I wouldn't be shocked by that in the fucking slightest.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 24-0. You know what I mean? Like, it's something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm panning that unders, baby. Know
love
that.
It.
Now, I've also gone and done a little something, just a little bit naughtier. You'll remember a couple of weeks ago, I had a market where it was to keep the other team under 10 points and only one team would score more than 10. Obviously, I've gone the Panthers, the only team to score 10 plus. I've also put Brian To'o in there. Rando goes on and on and on about To'o, right edge, all that crap. Love it. 441 for that to happen, punters and dribblers. I honestly can't see the Storm scoring more than one try. And if they do score 2, I'm hoping one doesn't get... No, only one try. That's what I need. Or 2 to not be converted. But again, keep them to one try. 80 minutes. Just bash the fuck out of them into a tie of 441. As for first try score up, I'm going with the Clive for last year. Dylan Edwards, $14. Just a bit of value.
Can I, Sebo, I'm talking to you here. Mm-hmm. When you're seeing – Eddie's obviously in the lead right now.
Yeah.
When you see a Panthers, the only team to score 10-plus into a title at 441, you hear his unders triple staked. There's a part of me that feels like he's betting like you were earlier in the season when you were untouchable, and I'm kind of intimidated by the way he's punting right now.
Yep.
Like that only team to score 10 or more and into a title for 441, there's a part of me that's like
– Oh, he's betting –
That's a good bet.
He's betting well, but I will say one thing, like – I like Eddie's bets, and also in the next game, there's something where you're like, okay, I respect that. But if you're going for the win, you need to kind of do the opposite. Because if you just control C, control V, you're just riding a coattail to second, where I have to go, okay, he's got a good bet in. I'm not necessarily going opposite, but I have to go something different. Maybe it is opposite sometimes as well. But I'm chasing down the win here.
Yep.
And so sometimes you just have to go maybe with your second favourite bet, or you go, okay, that's taken there. I can't take that, i.e. the unders. I like unders. I had it in a multi, but I'm going, I can't go unders by itself because I'm obviously trying to win money in my Ned's account, but I'm also trying to win the fucking belt.
Yep.
Yep. Like, this thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
This thing.
So what I would counter that with is, I think if you're smart, you look at the places where the man leading the comp could pull away if he has success, and you try and maybe get a piece of that, and then you try and separate yourself from him with some other astute punting, which is what I'll be doing.
So your triples are going to be different to Eddie's, are they?
No.
Yeah.
My triple, because that's where if he hits a triple and I don't, he's fucking killing it, right? Whereas if I then go, my anytime try scores in my second bet, I hit those, he does it. His other one, that's where you start.
Yeah, because you can whittle away that way.
Yeah.
Because there's fucking you. If he gets his second bet and a firstie, that's 10 units there essentially.
Yeah.
That I don't get.
Mm. Yeah,
and the difference is only 15 units.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, back to you not punting correctly. Carry on.
Is it me? My up?
Well, it's either of you.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just go. I said I had unders, so my multi, I've got my Panthers 13 plus, unders, and Critter. Critter, big game player. Panthers 13 plus. Again, yeah, I don't see Storm. Maybe they score 12 and fuck Eddie's bets there, but I see maybe scoring a couple or maybe zero. I'm not sure, but I like the no more than two. But I like the kind of Panthers margin or 13 plus line, whatever it is, Critter and under. That's 845. But where I'm bullish, it's the Panthers 13 plus. Now, not the line of 13.5. 13 plus for $1.87, because I'd rather shave off the 3 cents than be fucking up two converted tries and a field goal and not get my goddamn triple staked bet. So Panthers 13 plus, $1.87. Like, I honestly reckon, like, Melbourne are being brave and the Roosters being brave, but, like, their attack sucks. Yeah. They went against each other and scored two tries, and they're both busted teams. Melbourne didn't score one against the fucking Broncos. The Roosters sucked.
They got pumped.
Yeah. So I think 13 plus, like, at $1.87, I'm tripling that. I like that. And then I'm just going to take a leaf out of Rando's book and go the favourite for the FTS, Toto 725.
Okay. Don't mind it. I have control C, control V to Eddie's under 39.5 at $1.90. I like it. Now, in the any time, my next bet here, I've just got a two try score at any time. Crichton's in there. Scotty Sorensen's in there. I think, again, I always get this wrong, but I'm pretty sure he's running at Marion Seve. He's on Seve's side. And I mean, Seve's all right. I'm not saying he's bad, but he's not like fucking one of the great centers of all time. Hopefully he gets found out and Scotty goes over. That's 10.98. And then for my firstie, I've got Scotty again. I've had a good win on Scott Sorensen before. I heard him mention the other day, he's just through osmosis been moving around my brain, and he's $26. And again, if you're going to fucking win, you got to get some semi-val out of this shit. So $26 for Scotty Sorensen. What is the Lippy doing, Edward?
The Lippy, Thomas, me old mate, has taken Remus Smith, Taruva, under 39.5, 22.25.
That seems high.
That seems too high. Can we get a check on that?
Wait.
That seems way too
high. Maybe he's got an FTS as one of them, but that's definitely too
high. That's way too high.
For two
wingers. Or it's the greatest bet of all time.
No.
It's going to be $6.
Yeah. There's no way. There's absolutely no way. You've got like $2 odds, 2, 4, 8, maybe. Probably be less than that. He's also in his next bet, punters and dribblers, got Melbourne plus 13.5, under 39.5, and Cleary for 16.78. What's Cleary paying? Sometimes you just gotta have a look at these.
You gotta have a look. I'm fucking
Taruva, Remus.
His first one is paying $21.66.
Yeah, so I think that could be correct. If you put them on last night and they've come in slightly.
Remus Smith.
How the fuck is that possible?
Maybe because the unders are quite low on the 39 side of things, and so picking two tries.
So basically they're like, if Remus Smith scores.
Dude, this guy says he's got the most successful punting page. That's a fucking bet, dude.
Yeah, two wingers and an under.
The odds on that are fucking out of control.
Because Remus Smith's paying 320 and then Taruva's 225. Throwing unders in there.
Yeah, because the it gives
they're
it
two wingers.
Yeah, but you take the unders away, it'll be like...
That's one of the great... I'm just getting on it, civilian. Right now.
That's a great bet, mate.
That's a great bet. Congratulations to you.
We didn't trust you.
I'll remember you now.
Then he's got Melbourne plus 13.5, under 39.5 and Cleary, 16.78. Fuck the unders. He's
bullish.
He's liking the unders. And then he's got Taruva FTS, $10.
Jesus
Christ. Not bad betting.
Mate, I'm actually fucking intimidated by this guy.
Yeah, not bad betting.
It's professional stuff.
This is professional shit.
No, it's good betting. There's no doubt about it.
Who is this guy?
I don't know. He's representing De Oisey's punters club.
Oh, is he from De Oisey's?
He's an Oisey.
Oisey's know how to punt.
Oisey's know what's up.
Yeah. Oisey's know how to punt.
Oh, shout out to the Oisey's.
He tried to put a challenge forward that if they get their unit scooper plus a multi from each game, one of you have to get a De Oisey's tattoo somewhere on your body.
I mean, the De Oisey's have a pretty good tattoo in their gang. It's just a stick figure on your ankle going, De Oisey's.
Yeah. Is there like a wave or something?
Yeah. OG Beaches, OG Manly Rats. Yeah. Like OG Manly Rats, you know what I mean? Like they've been going the stain for
Fuck 15 years. De Oisey's.
So shout out to Oisey's. Yeah. I think they even had their own Instagram back in the day.
That's good stuff. I don't know that I'm taking up on that bet. Let's just see.
Listen, I'm not taking up the bet, buddy. No. Sorry.
But you
had a crack. You asked the question, which
I
can't help but respect.
Maybe there's a spot on the panel for you.
Seriously. Fucking good betting. Now.
We move on.
We do.
Broncos Warriors, Suncorp Stadium, Saturday night. Broncos favourites, $1.26. The Warriors, $3.90. The line, 10.5. Over under 42.5. Let's go back to France with our mate Rando.
Bonjour again for the Broncos and the Warriors preview. Now, this one is headlined by the Warriors venue stats at Suncorp. They've lost their last 4 games at the venue. They've lost 7 of their last 9 games at Suncorp. We look on the Broncos side, they've won 8 of their last 9 games. They've covered the line in 5 of their last 6 games. They've also won 11 of their 13 games at night as the favourite, covering the line in 62% of those games. So I don't actually mind the Broncos minus 10.5. When you look at try scorers, I still do think Darlin Watene-Zelezniak will cross the line for the Warriors. They have scored 32% of tries on his right edge. The Broncos have conceded 25%. Down their left edge, so that's a match made in heaven. Then you've got the Broncos right side, which is really hot right now. They're scoring 54% of their tries down their right side. The left side for the Warriors is their weakest, and outside of the right winger, the next best scoring position is the right second row, and Jordan Rickey at $4.25 is very smoky. Those are my tips for the Broncos and the Wires.
Who's on the right edge? Is it Jesse Arthurs or is it Cobbo?
Jesse's
Cobbo.
Left.
Cobbo's right.
On the right.
Cobbo's on the right.
Yep.
Stags, Cobbo.
This works for me, Rando. These Stags, stats are Cobbo, actually Ricky. Mate, I've got
interesting.
First bet, I've got Broncos minus 10.5, and I've tripled that bitch. I think that's easy. I want the Wires to win, but in a gambling sense, I don't. Broncos minus 10.5, triple stake, $1.90. My next bet, I've got Throbbo 2 or more, and then I've got Stags anytime and Walsh again. Broncos right side humming. That's good for dad. If you do Throbbo 2 plus Stags Walsh, you are going to get $31.98. Obviously, that's a humping you need to happen there. But I think we could be in for a humping. Everyone's expecting him to fucking win. And the FTS is pretty Ricky, Jordan Rickey. $23 he does. So I'm right side, strong side for this Broncos game. And whilst I'm happy that Rando's stats confirm what I'm saying here, I'm also concerned because Rando always gets it wrong. You're not in the room to defend yourself, bro. Sorry. Sebo, what are you doing?
Look, my season is, it's like a Monopoly board, right? Everyone's starting to build hotels. It's getting sketchy. All the fucking real estate has been taken off the table. People are doing deals. I've looked at the cash I have in my bank and I've gone, okay, I've got like 2 more rolls before I start going around Hotel Avenue here. But they're about to come around to mine. Do I save my cash and so I can pay off the fucking rent, or do I buy hotels myself because they're coming around to me? In this situation right now,
isn't that the worst when you don't know what to do in that situation? And then you decide, fuck it, I'm going to buy hotels, and they just skip.
And then you go around to theirs, and you're out.
Fucked.
Yeah. Jesus, if you just Christ. Held on, like
it's the right luck of the dice, though. It's really fucking bullshit, isn't it?
And this is my hotel play. Okay. Like, look, the other boys are tripling Broncos -10.5. To get a lead, I have to go the exact opposite. I have to essentially put all my money into my hotels and go Waz +10.5, take the triple stake on the other side of the line. So there's going to be a big swing here either way. Either I go out
huge,
like dead, or this really puts me going, okay, now I'm buying a new set of property and I'm buying some more hotels and I've got enough cash to go around this board twice. So that's what I'm doing. Waz +10.5, up the fucking Waz on the goddamn like fairy tale story of the year. My heart's there, my houses are there, and hopefully, you know, I come out the other side. Now, just for a big multi, DWZ, AFB and Cobbo, just because I wanted $22 something there. It's $22.28. And then first try scorer, Stags, $12. I think he scored first the other day. Wrangling a Stag, normally need a partner. Unless you are on the FTS, then that's a...
Oh, is that all of a sudden?
Well, a Stags FTS, that gets your name on the fucking wrangling head. So, yeah, that's me.
Some dude actually...
Yes. Yeah, someone showed us.
Was that the marathon? Someone showed us a Stag? Reach out, fucking guy, whoever you were.
It's a proper Stag head. I'm like, it needs to be...
Mounted on like
mounted a on a plaque, and we need to have like plaques you can put on it. And he said he can do it, so
he wants about 1,000 for it.
We wait.
You would get one if it was good.
Now, I have a feeling, punters and dribblers, that the Warriors' fucking glory run for the season is over. I get the distinct feeling that in front of a full house last week, Sean Johnson fucking lapping it up in front of his beloved home fans, I just feel like that was their grand final last week. I just get that feeling. If they could have won something for winning a semi over a busted up Newcastle Knights, then that would have been it. You know what I mean? I think they come to the Suncorp this week against the rested Broncos, who again have only played one game in 3 weeks, and I think they get pumped. I think they get pumped. I don't think they can handle that heat. That's what I think.
That hot, hot heat.
I think that heat gets them, dude. Like those dribblers in Centennial Park on the weekend, the heat fucking got them, dude. There's people on drips and shit in there. Yeah. People in hospital. I'm not saying that to glorify that. I'm just saying sometimes the heat will fuck you up. Mm. And I think Broncos are all heat, baby. Broncos -10.5, triple that bitch. That two fucking converted tries, thank you very much. If you're going to give me 10.5, I will pound it into the core of the earth. I think Sebo's in trouble. I think Sebo's out of money if you're going to use his Monopoly fucking example.
But are you worried at all of the kind of social media like photo shoot tiles that Broncos have been releasing? Like they've all got their hot boy looks and stuff, and it's like, is that maybe a little bit
can I tell you something? If you're fucking hot as shit, you can do it. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. Tens get up to all kinds of weird fucking cringe shit on social media.
I'm
no one bats
saying,
an eyelid.
Because
if
saying,
you're hot as shit, you can do whatever the fuck
I'm
you want.
I'm just saying maybe they're getting a little bit too excited that you drop the hottest photos you could possibly do these guys a week out from, you know, they haven't won this game. I'm not saying they're going to lose, but that 10.5, I reckon those photos made them, like, the line is 6.5 because of those photos. You know what I mean? Like, they brought it in. Like,
maybe it's fucking...
Maybe it's not enough. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe that line's not enough on the back of those photos and it needs to be given a good fucking shafting. That's what I think. Agreed. I've also... I had Arthur's off the back of fucking... Rando, and I'll probably come to regret this. In fact, I almost certainly will. I've switched to Cobbo. I've got Cobbo, Ezra Mam, who, don't forget, scores a lot of fucking rugby league tries, and Jordan Rickey in there for a big boy, a big meaty fucking 20.16. I also just, as I was driving in the car today, just felt like I could smell, and I know they're two different things, but I did feel like I could smell a Stags on the wind. There's just something about seeing a Mo cross first, fucking gets up, boots a ball onto the crowd, mobbed by the boys, $12 FDS. Just feeling it. I'm just feeling it.
Yep. Yeah, a bit of venison lingering around, even though venison's not a stag. Well, but, you know.
But I get you. I mean, I know where you're trying to go with it.
Yeah, there is stag on the wind.
Yeah.
There just is.
Now, Lippy Dribbler of intimidating punting and intimidating
odds. This will be good. This will be good for one Sebastian Antoniou. Waz plus 10.5 likes.
Yep.
He likes SNK, Charles Nickel Klokstad, CNK rather, and he likes hot boy Reese Walsh. $18.50. Good value again. Yeah. Kid knows how to
believe his value now.
The kid knows how to fucking put value together. He also likes Egan, Walsh, and Throbbo at $28.20.
Again, I like that bet. This guy's scaring the fuck out of me.
And Herbie Farnworth at $14 for an FTS.
The Oisies, man. The Oisies.
Duh.
Da Oisies.
Duh.
Hot boys and best bets for Rando. And then we'll get into our unit scoopers and get the fuck out of here.
Thanks for the intro, Tommy. You probably just said that my best bet is useless and my hot boys haven't hit. But guess what? We're going to keep rolling with the stats. This week, got a beauty here. Plus 21.5 for the Storm. Their biggest ever prelim loss was by 20 points, and that was back in 2015 against the Cows. Don't think it cracks it this week. And for try scorers, we're going with Bizza. The right edge winger has scored 20 tries against the Storm this season. Bizza scored 4 tries in his last 5 games against the Storm. He's also scored in his last 4 finals games as well. He's on a heater. So Bizza, Storm plus 21.5, and that is paying $2.61 for the best bet. For hot boys, we are going with Bizza. Chuck him straight in. We've also got Critter in there. He's scored in 4 of his last 5 games against the Storm. In the Broncos-Warriors game, we're taking DWZ. Warriors scoring 32% of their tries on their right edge. Broncos leaking 25% of their tries down their left edge. And for our value for that one, Jordan Rickey, chuck him in. The Broncos scoring 54% on their right side. And the right second rower is the second highest right side scorer against the Warriors. So you put in Critter, Bizza, DWZ, and Jordan Rickey for your hot boys. And that's spinning out $38.90. Back to you boys in the studio. Au revoir.
There he is.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Rando.
Au revoir, Rando. Ciao. Ciao, Rando. I know it's more Italian probably. I'm not sure. Unit scuba time, baby. I've gone Liam Martin and the Brick.
Yep.
And Crichton in the first game into Mam and Herbie Farnworth in the second game. 146.73. I'm just throwing my fucking dick at it today. See what happens.
I have gone with Toto and Crichton in the Panthers game. Herbie Farnworth. And I'm throwing in an Adam Fanua Blake. I just think if that motherfucker gets a crush ball close to the line, he's likely to go over. 56.95.
Not bad. I am going, yeah, I've got a bit of constitution in this one. And that's just right side, strong side, right? That's the constitution. So I've got Critter, Toto, Cobbo, DWZ, and Stags. All right side players. I feel this year, right side is almost stronger than the left side in most teams. So figured it's a good way to, you know, good constitution to put a unit scuba together in. That's 39.78. Let the right side see me home. You know what I mean?
Boys are playing.
Boys are playing. Hope you're wrong. And then our Lippy, our fucking scary Lippy's gone Tungo 2+, Throbbo 2+. Now, I like the Throbbo 2+, because I've got that in my bet, one of my earlier bets. So that's 32.63.
There you go,
punters and dribblers.
It's all happening this week, bro.
Two shows to go, huge. Motherfuckers. Thanks for tuning in. Shout out to Neds, as always, for the support. Much love to Neds, the About Even group in the Neds app. Secret passcode is Dribbler. See you next week.
Bye.
Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on screen or visit the website.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.